I'm gonna break my neck back there.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and call to order the regular Liberty County School Board meeting. Let the record state that board members, myself, Tina Tharp, and Mr. Doobie Hayes, Mr. Roger Reddick, and Mr. James Flowers are all present. Mr. Kyle Petty is out tonight. He is actually attending his daughter's field trip, the 8th grade field trip from Hosford, so he will not be attending our meeting tonight. We're gonna go ahead and open up with prayer and pledge. Mr. Hayes will lead us in the prayer, and Mr. Reddick will lead us in the pledge.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks this day and a many blessings and opportunity to life. Be with us and watch over us. We do our board business. Be with each and every person here. Be with us throughout this day. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have some recognition tonight. The first one, Miss Amy Combs is going to lead for us for our recognition, for Employee of the Year.
Yeah, we're going to need to do that next time. I don't think Sandy's here.
Oh, okay.
I have to push it.
Well, we will postpone that for next month then.
Next month.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. So we'll move on to recognition of Ms. Caitlin Shiver. Ms. Jennifer Sewell, would you come up?
We're here to honor Caitlin. She signed a full athletic scholarship at LBW. Play softball. Caitlin's a very hard worker. 4 years I've had her. She's a great, funny, goofy kid. I've gotten to watch her grow as an athlete and as a student. She put in a lot of hours. Her parents put in a lot of hours taking her to travel ball and different things, and very well deserving. She's a great kid, and she's going to make us proud.
Congratulations, Caitlin.
We want to get a picture.
Yes. And then you can make your speech.
Give you a little more time to think.
What do y'all want to do?
Make you do that.
She's also excellent in the classroom.
Where they get y'all in front.
She
and then we kind of go around.
I can't see Mr. Hayes at all.
That's a good thing.
Across the park.
There we go. I think I got it. All three.
Thank you, Kat. Let's give her another hand.
We have another recognition tonight for the Hosford baseball team, but a lot of them are also on the 8th grade field trip, and some of them are actually at baseball games right now, so we will be moving that to next month also. But we actually will have that next month. Let's see, next thing we have on the agenda, we have a new agenda format, y'all, so excuse me for my delays. This is time for public comment. Do we have anybody that would like to address the board tonight? Yes, sir.
My name is Heber Meeks. I'm the JROTC Senior Army Instructor for JROTC Liberty County High School. A week ago last Friday, I was called into Mr. Day's office during the last period of the day, about 30 minutes before school ended. He told me that as of May 31st, that would be my last day of work, and he was terminating me. He handed me a letter signed by Mr. Summers. I said, well, can I know a reason why? No, you don't get to know a reason why. I don't have to tell you a reason why, and I'm not going to tell you why. I said, well, can we talk about this? No, there's nothing to talk about. So I am here to respectfully request that you reconsider your decision, respectfully request that you give me a reason why you would terminate me, because I really honestly don't understand why at all. And I would also like to go over with you some of the things and let everybody know what I have done for JRTC. First of all, before I started working here, I worked as a JRTC instructor in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, making about $30,000 or more a year than I make here. Mr. Day called me, asked me if I would apply for the job here. I said I have to think about it. I thought about it for a while, and I do have relatives live here, and I thought, well, you know, maybe that would be a good thing. So I gave my 30 days notice at my job there. I came out here. When I got here, the JRTC program was in shambles, to say the least. Since 2011, they had had Lieutenant Colonel Minyard, Lieutenant Colonel Quinn, Major Groggett, Major Carabas, and then myself, from 2011 to 2004. That first day, that first weekend class, the students, we had about 60 cadets that were actively attending JROTC. The students were like, no, we're not going to listen to you because you're not going to be here. We just seen, you know, instructors come and go, come and go, come and go. And nobody cares about us. We're not going to, you know, they were, I had to get their loyalty. I had to get there, and I promised them, I said, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here for you. We're going to work hard. We're going to make this program great. We're not going to just be, you know, I'm not a fly-by-night guy. I come here, I joined the Lions Club, I joined the VFW, I got involved in the community, because this is my community, and I wanted to be part of it, and I wanted them to be part of it too. During that first year, we took the rifle team, we took second place in the regionals, and the rifle team, we took them to state tournament. In the second year, had 106 cadets enrolled in the program.
Mr. Meeks, I'm sorry your time, the 3 minutes is up. This is the amount of time that we allow for each speaker during public comment. Thank you. Do we have any other public comment tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of you know me, some of you don't.
I'm sorry, can you hang on for just a second? We have to reset the timer.
Okay, please.
Thank you.
Name.
Would you speak your name?
Some of you know me, some of you don't. I'm Bruce Smith.
Thank you.
My daughter has been in JRTC for 3 years. She loves it. A lot of kids here get into it and have gotten into it and do very well in it. There's some of the kids that I've seen grow up in. If they didn't have this, they would be out on the streets. I respect Mr. Meeks. He's a great teacher. He's been through a lot in the last few years, as you all know, and he's overcome that. He's built up a program that will make the school proud. His accomplishments with the teams and with the students are great. He's got them doing all kinds of stuff. Now, I don't understand why this termination notice was given. He asked me to come speak as a parent. I'll stand up with him. I'll take whatever comes out, but he is a great teacher, great instructor, and he does have the trust of these kids. And I know a lot of them were pretty, pardon my language, pissed off when they heard the news. So if it has something to do with a couple of years ago, then what he's done since should valid, get rid of that. Because in my eyes, if that's what it is, then there's a lot more people that shouldn't have jobs than were over here. If that's the situation it is, and that's how I feel. But I'm just here to say to him, to thank him for the job he's done, and understand, try to get an understanding of why, what the reasoning behind it was, along with him, because a lot of the students want to know also. So I thank you for the time.
Thank you. Do we have any other public comment tonight? Yes, ma'am. If you would, please state your name for the record when you come up, please. Yes, if you don't mind. I'm sorry.
All right, and I'm a woman and I'm nervous, so I'll talk really fast and get everything in there. My name is Julia Dove, and I'm Colonel Meek's daughter. I wanted to kind of go off a few things he was saying. He didn't get to finish. The first year he was here, his rifle team went to state. They hadn't gone to, no teams had gone to state in years prior to that. His second year, his Raider team, drill team, and rifle teams all went to state. His third year, his Raider team and rifle team went to state tournament. He went from 60 to get cadets his first year to 106 the following year. It did go down enrollment the third year, down to 92 cadets, and we all are very familiar with the Anthony Joseph situation. We can't hide it and keep quiet about it because it's the elephant in the room. So I want you to understand that in spite of all of that stress being put on him, he continued with these students. They were horrified after that happened. He was the only person who could get their confidence back and explain to them, people do bad things, but we don't need to do something bad and fire somebody if that's why, for somebody else's actions. There had been a female student and a parent who went to Mr. Day prior to Anthony Joseph's arrest and said he made an extremely inappropriate comment. And when I say extremely inappropriate, it was very inappropriate. I heard what it was. Nothing was done. He said, well, it's only a comment. I can't do anything until he does something. Well, he did something. And Colonel Meeks has, this is one thing I want to get across. I think when this happened, a lot of parents, I would help out with the teams, and I've done a few activities with the kids, and the parents talk to me. And I think that a lot of people are under the impression that because he's a colonel, that he had some sort of authority over the sergeant. Well, he had no authority. I want to get that across. He had no authority over him because this is not a military setting. This is a school setting. Mr. Day had authority. I would imagine anybody above Mr. Day had authority. Colonel Meeks had no authority. I know that I was one of the people that thought, well, you know, this guy, why didn't you guys do something? And I remember my dad saying, I couldn't do anything. No authority over this man. I want to get that across. And finally, I just want to get across, Colonel Meeks drives. He doesn't just do the JRTC stuff. He drives the school bus for any of the student organizations that need it. He is out there. There's some people that are nervous about driving the school bus on the freeway that, you know, are higher than him. He, you know what, I'll drive it on the freeway. I'll drive them as late as I need to. I'll do whatever I have to. He has a loyalty and a love for these students. And that's my dad. That is him at work. He has high integrity and an incredible work ethic. And I will say that he will be losing something if you do allow his termination to go through, but you will be losing more because he is amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Could you spell your last name?
D-O-V-E. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other public comment tonight?
Hi. I'm Amy Johnson. I'm also Colonel Meeks's daughter. This community, we are very new to this community. We have, it has been said that Mr. Day has said we are not a part of this community and nobody likes my dad, but that is extremely untrue. He loves this community. He does so much to be involved, as well as us. He's brought us here from across the country, and we have felt like we have been adopted into this community. I have gotten the opportunity to help with ceremonies for the kids, cooking, making things nice for them. They get so excited during those award ceremonies that we're there supporting. This isn't just his job, but we have all, as a family, taken a part in this program. As well as my sister said, I'm not as great a speaker as them, but him driving the bus. Ask the seniors who's taking them to senior night next week. It's not Mr. Day. It's not a bus driver. It's my dad. That's not a part of his job description, but he doesn't care. He will do anything for these students. He loves them. He wants them to go have a good time. A couple weeks ago, the baseball team needed to go to Mariana. Who do you think got home at 10 o'clock at night because he was driving them? My dad. He's done it over and over and over. I want you guys to know that I love this community so much. I am grateful that we have moved here. I'm thankful that we have had the opportunity to get to know all these students. He is so excited for those freshman students and what they're gonna do. they're going to take off that junior ROTC program, but they do have to have a leader. I would strongly ask that things be investigated on what information was given to Mr. Day beforehand. I ask that things be investigated in that sense, and that things be investigated in knowing what a great instructor my dad has been. Ask the students, ask the other teachers of the school. They'll all tell you the same thing, that he is a man full of integrity over and over. I think the thing that has upset him the most over this is that he feels like his integrity is being called into question. That's what upsets him the most, because he is full of integrity. Any other job he has done with all his heart, and this job is no different. He has done it with all his heart. So I know I'm not a great speaker, but I wanted to get that across.
Thank you. I'm sorry, ma'am. Could you tell us what your name is?
Amy Johnson.
Amy Johnson. Thank you. I know you said that in the beginning, but we didn't catch it. Thank you. Okay, at this time, we're going to move on.
I wanted to speak too. Can we have more public speakers?
Yes, ma'am. I will ask that after this that we limit this. We typically only have 2 to 3 on one subject, but if you would like to go ahead and speak, we'll accept it. But just please keep in mind, we do have a policy that states that we can limit it up to 2 speakers.
And policy is the most important thing.
Yes, ma'am.
It is. So
give me just a minute, please.
The policy is that you give someone a reason why you fire.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hold for just a minute so we can set our timer?
Sure.
Thank you. And just as a reminder, if you'll state your name, that way we can have it correctly
Melissa
for our
Meeks.
Records. Okay.
Melissa.
Okay, I'm Melissa Meeks, and I'm Colonel Meeks' wife. I'm glad to hear that you are so concerned about policy, because this will definitely come down to policy. But I'm going to tell you that he has put his heart and soul into these students, into this program, and when he has 2 men look at him and say, "We don't have the integrity to tell you why you're being fired," there's something dirty going on here. There's something wrong. My husband has the highest integrity. You have a man who has trained thousands of troops to go fight in the Middle East. A 5-star general calls him and says there's no one else that can run the RTC West to train thousands of soldiers to go to the Middle East. Can you give up your career and go do it? He was there. 2 tours in the Middle East. Never lost a soldier when he was commanding. You don't have a lazy, "I haven't done anything in the military" person running this program. You have a superstar. The students know it. The students love him. They respect him. He respects them. And you are doing the students wrong. If you lose this instructor, you're doing it wrong. I don't know if there's another instructor in mind to come in. If there is, I would be surprised if he could do the job as well as my husband has. Yes, the thing with Anthony Joseph was a mark on the program, but that was a choice that Anthony Joseph made. And if my husband had the knowledge that Mr. Day had of things prior, he would have been in this office telling this school board something has to be done about that man. When my husband got hired, Mr. Day said to him, "Your first line of business is going to be to help me hire a good sergeant." So my husband went through, he recruited, he had people lined up, ready to come here, top-notch instructors he gets here. And there's Anthony Joseph sitting there. Mr. Day had hired someone that my husband would have totally overlooked, wouldn't have even given him any consideration. But look at what's happened. If this is part of scar on my husband because of the choices that Mr. Day made and that Anthony Joseph made, that's wrong. Where is the integrity in this community, in this school board? Why can't you say, "I'm man enough to say why we're letting you go," instead of letting someone just wonder and think, "What did I do?" The most important thing to him is his integrity. He's a man of great honor. And for them to do this and say, "We don't have to give you a reason," that's wrong. Be man enough to give a reason and be proud of the choice you've made. Own the choice that you have made and tell the whole community right now. Why is he not getting his contract renewed? Own your choices. Are you man enough to do it? Are you man enough to do it? Are you going to hide behind "our lawyer said don't"? I mean, he was told, "Oh, you're a lawyer. You know that you shouldn't tell." Well, no, he would have never advised his client to not tell why he did that. But I'm asking that this school board look very seriously at what you're about to do to your students. And you are about to let a lot of kids down.
Thank you, Ms. Meeks, for your time. Do we? Yes. Do we have any other non-employees? Is it regarding the same subject?
Yes.
Okay, we're not going to be accepting any more of those.
This is a student that's going to be speaking out.
Ma'am?
This is a student that, an ex-student that has been from ROTC since 9th grade to 12th grade, who also went into the service, and also he had taken time out to go to North Carolina to see him graduate from basic training. So I would appreciate it if you could hear from a student at least.
Just 30 minutes.
Okay. She's fixing the timer, so if we have it, you're a past student?
Yes.
If you would like to come up and speak, the board has said that it's fine. And then we have, I believe, an employee that would like to speak on the behalf of the subject, and then after that we're going to move along unless there's a different topic for public comment, okay? Thank you. Do you want me just to do it on my phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you have to do that every single time.
If you will, state your name for the record, please.
I'm Zachary Blunt. I graduated from the school last year, and I'm not taking a hit at Mr. Day because everyone's got a job. And I believe that he was doing his job to the best of his power. And Colonel Meeks, the only reason that I can give without statistics or anything like that is a teacher is like a parent. You gotta stick with your students. You do all you can to help the people you're making into the future. I don't know how to graciously say everything on my mind about it, but Colonel Meeks, he's done outstanding things for all of us, and I stand with him on the subject because he's helped me grow into who I am. Like my mom said earlier, I joined the military. He's helped me a lot, and with the sergeants and the colonels and majors and who all has come through the schools, it's hard to get a grip on your status as a student with it constantly changing. So I think that if y'all could make a stop to changes all the time with our instructors and keep them around. Do all you can to work with one another and have great students, great teachers working together. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, at this time, I think, Mr. Day, you wanted to be able to speak on your own behalf regarding the subject?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'll give you the same 3 minutes.
You know, I sat there and listened about, you know, what has gone on in the past with the ROTC program, and I understand that he inherited a program that was not doing so well, you know, and it's continued not to do so well. It did not meet my expectations. And when Sergeant Linton came in, I asked him, I said, Sergeant, do you know anything about the military expectations? What's going on with the military? How do they feel about it? He said, yes, sir, I have intimate knowledge on what needs to happen and how we need to pass the recertification. And he said, I can tell you right now. I said, well, go take a couple weeks, look around, you know, understand our program, and get back with me. So he did, and he came back, and I said, well, Sergeant, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do we stand? Sergeant just kind of looked down, and he said, sir, your scale's too high. We're at a 0. Nothing's been done. From the criteria that this Army uses, we can't even judge it. And I said, okay, well, can you do me another favor? Take a few months, go out, know our program inside and out, take the criteria that the Army uses, and I want you to judge us. I want you to score it. And he said, yes, sir. Well, he came back, and these are the scores. You know, I don't know in what particular order, but out of 9 criteria, we've completed 2 for the first page. Out of 10 criteria, we've completed 0 for the second page. Out of third, we're 0 for 15, 1 for 10, 5 for 15, and it continues on, and it doesn't get better. So I asked him, I said, can we fix this? He says, this year is going to be tough. And I asked him, is this something that has to be done every year? He said, they only audit us once every, I think he said 4 years or something, don't quote me on that. But he said, this is something that's supposed to be done every single year. It hasn't been done. For 2 years, Colonel Meeks has done this, and it's still in shambles, it's still not to where we can even have an audit. He said, if we had an audit right now, which is what we had planned to do, and they extended it, he said, if we had an audit, we would be put on probation for sure. And then you have 365 days to bring it up or the program is dismantled. I have to protect the program. I understand Colonel Meeks is a nice guy. I cannot take the chance that the program disappears because he's a nice guy. It is not done, and therefore I have to make a change. And we'll find somebody who will do it.
Investigate it.
Thank
Please
you.
Investigate
Thank
it.
You for your
Just
time. Ma'am, can we hold that, please? We do. Yes. This is not a meeting where we behave that way. Thank you. Do we have any other public comment for a different topic? Do we have another topic that anybody would like to discuss? Okay, we will be moving on. Next on our agenda is the superintendent's monthly report.
Okay. I'm sure we've all been keeping up with the legislative process, and it's been kind of up and down. We'll get good news one day and bad news the next at the legislature. The real good news for us is that at special facilities, our new high school is right online. We're in the budget. All we need is the governor's signature, and we're off and running. So that has been a constant for us through the session. And our Senator Mumford and Representative Shears have done us a good job there. We're looking at a reduced rate probably for our base student allocation, which will really hit us in every area. But most of the issues I really can't comment on because they're still pending. And there's word that the governor's going to kind of, do his line item veto on several things. So as soon as we get something solid, maybe we can talk about it. But at least there is a rose in the room, and it is that our special facilities funding is solid. So and we've got word that the governor's in favor of it as well. So that's going forward. And that's going to be a benefit for us for a long, long time. Mention real quick the board docs, which we're all just adjusting to. It's a much more efficient way to do our agendas. We're still making some mistakes with it, but we're working them out. And I think we'll see a big improvement. And I appreciate the board's patience as we've kind of got into this new system. It's been adopted by many school districts, and we're just one of them. And that's about where I'm at.
Okay. At this time, we have additions and corrections to the agenda. The only correction would be to add emergency item number 17, which will be removing an employee from a bank account. So with that addition to the agenda, do I have a motion to approve and a second?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Reddick to approve the agenda with the change of the emergency item or addition of. Next is to approve our minutes from the last board meeting, the April 11, 2017 regular board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, our finance consent items. Do we have can we get a motion? We have no budget amendments. And could I get a motion for a general consent of these items?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item is our finance action items. We have to approve the June contracts for ESY 2017. The contract would be for Britt Day, speech language pathology, Janice Williams, speech language pathology, Kara Bradley, which is speech-language pathology, Myla Walquist with physical therapy services, Tessa Byler with occupational therapy services, occupational therapy services with higher behavioral group. Do I have a motion to approve that summer? That would be a summer contract, correct? Yes.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second contract for the month of July during the summer would be for Britt Day, the speech-language pathology, Janice Williams, speech-language pathology, Kara Bradley, speech-language pathology, Myla Walquist, physical therapy services, Tessa Byler with occupational therapy services, with the Kyer Behavior Group. Do I have a motion for that July contract?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have an instructional staff contract on the agenda. This is to approve the tentative agreement, the TAs, from the November 28, 2016 session. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Reddick made the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Reddick made the motion. It was seconded by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approve revised. I'm sorry. That is with the union, our union contract with our employees. Those agendas that the tentative agreement items that were discussed. That was for that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
It would be helpful if y'all explained a little bit more all these items.
The next is to approve the revised salary schedule for the fiscal year 2016 year effective May 9, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Mr. Summers, can you explain what the revised, you don't have to go into in detail, but what we're revising them for, is it per the union, what we just agreed with for?
Supplements.
The supplements, which were part of the agreements of what we just approved prior to that, because it had to do with their salaries.
Volleyball.
Specifically volleyball supplements. Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, our board policy items, to approve the first reading of policies. The first reading of the following policies would be PO 1129, which is the conflict of interest private practice. We have a list of them, so I'm naming all of the ones that are going to be going for reading. PO 3129, conflict of interest private practice. PO 4129, conflict of interest with private practice. PO 6110, grant funds. PO 6111, internal controls, which is a new policy. PO 6112, cash management of grants. That's also a new policy. PO 6114, cost principles, spending federal funds, a new one also. PO 6116, time and effort reporting, which is also a new one. PO 6325, procurement, federal grants and funds, is also a new one. PO 6550, which would be a travel and per diem policy update. PO 7310, disposition of surplus property. PO 7450, property inventory. And then PO 8500, food service. All of those three for our first readings. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item is to approve the updated policies we've already had our readings on. The policies are number 8510, 5530, and 5530.01. Do I have a motion to approve those? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, personnel consent items. Approve accepting the request from Sheila Hall, Director of Finance, to enter drop effective July 1st, 2017, with her final retirement termination date to be effective no later than June 30th, 2022. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 12, personnel action items. Approve the request for drop resignation retirement for Sandra Davis, the lunchroom manager at Early Learning Center, effective June 30th, 2017, which would be a change of her drop date. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. And this actually was a change sooner than what she had anticipated.
Yes.
So it's not extending it. It's moving it forward.
Right.
Do I have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Approve the request for drop resignation retirement for Zan Geiger, teacher at Hosford Elementary and Junior High, effective May 26, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? This is also a change in date, which is actually moving it forward, not backwards or more time. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number C, accept resignation letter from Trenton Flower. Approve accepting the resignation of Trenton Fowler as 21st Century Student Leader effective March 14, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number D, accept the resignation letter from Tammy Stevens. Approve accepting the resignation of Tammy Stevens as a 21st Century Activity Leader effective April 21st, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number E, approve accepting the resignation of Tammy Coulomb as secretary at W.R. Toller K through 8 school effective May 12, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, approve the recommendation to hire Jennifer Lee for W.R. Toller K through 8 school and April Faircloth for pre-K as certified ESY teachers effective June 9th through July 13th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr.
Reddick,
second by Mr. Hayes. Is that correct?
Yep.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, approve the recommendation to hire Penny Cochran as 21st Century Health Aide effective April 10th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, approve the recommendation to hire William Buzzy Lewis as driver's education instructor at Liberty County High School effective June 5th through July 14th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, recommendation to hire ESY health aides. This is for summertime. Approve the recommendation to hire Zachary Kern and Hawa Black as ESY school health aide at W.R. Toller K through 8, effective June 12th through July 13th, 2017. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? Did I state that correctly? June 12th or July 13th, or did I say June to June?
You said it right.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, approve the recommendation to hire Penny Cochran as ESY paraprofessional at pre-K effective June 12th through July 13th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item K, approve the recommendation to hire Adrian Peterson as ESY paraprofessional at W.R. Toller effective June 12th through July 13th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Redd. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item L, approve the recommendation to hire Tammy Shaw as certified teacher for third grade summer reading coach at Hosford Elementary and Junior High effective June 9th through July 13th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item M, approve the recommendation to hire Karen Dudley as DJJ summer para effective June 5th through July 13th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item N, approve the recommendation to hire Jennifer Sewell as DJJ summer certified teacher effective June 5th through July 13th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item O, approve the recommendation to hire Derek Casal as certified teacher, athletic director, and head football and weightlifting coach at Liberty County High School effective May 22nd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
Derek has hit the ground running. He supports over here at dinner every day. He starts the boys through their workouts and weightlifting program and all that. He's very excited about getting our program going.
Thank you. Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item P, approve the 4-day summer work schedule for 12-month employees beginning May 29th through July 28th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item Q, approve the following summer hours for Erica Smith, 7 hours a day for 20 days at a rate of $22 an hour. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flower, Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item R, approve the following summer tech hours. Stacy Vowell, W.R. Toller, 4 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day, $22 per hour, paid 6 days in June and 10 days in July. Heather Richter at Hosford, 4 weeks, 4 days a week, 4 hours per day, $22.
Seven hours per day.
You would think I could read this. $22 per hour. Paid 6 days in June and 10 days in July. Christy Bentley at Liberty County High School, 4 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day, $22 per hour, paid 6 days in June and 10 days in July. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? Do you need me to restate that to make sure it's correct? Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item S, a really long one. Approve the following data entry and guidance staff for summer employment to be paid from Supplemental Academic Improvement Grant. Approve the following summer data entry hours. Sharman Parrish at Liberty County High School, 6 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day, $12 per hour, paid 7 days in June and 17 days in July. Liddell Holland at W.R. Toller School for 6 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day, $12 per hour, paid 7 days in June and 17 days in July. Mary Waller at Hossard Elementary and Junior High, 6 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day, $12 per hour, paid 7 days in June and 17 days in July. Approve the following summer guidance hours. Donna Summers at Liberty County High School for 6 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day, $22 per hour, paid 7 days in June and 17 days in July. Bess Rebel at Bess Rebel at W.R. Toller Elementary, 5 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day, $22 per hour, paid 7 days in June and 13 days in July. Brenda Green at W.R. Toller Middle School, 5 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day, $22 per hour, paid 7 days in June and 13 days in July. And Becky Black at Hosford Elementary Junior High for 5 weeks, 4 days a week, 7 hours per day at $22 per hour, paid 7 days in June and 13 days in July. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item T, approve the recommendation to hire Brittany Shiver as bus monitor in Hosford effective May 2nd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item U, approve the recommendation to hire Tammy Stevens as bus monitor in Bristol effective April 24, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll go ahead and move on down to the emergency item that we added. Approve removing Tammy Pullum's name from W.R. Toller Bank account at Centennial Bank. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Going back up to item number 13, do we have any instruction or curriculum action items? Okay. Item number 14, any operations or facilities? Consent.
The field house, Mr. Jonathan Paramore called me and supposed to meet with me this week to start doing the dirt work around it so we can, you know, go forward putting the lean-tos on it. So should know more about that this week.
Did we ever calculate, given what it would take to finish the field house dollar-wise?
We had calculated it. Work's been done since that. It was roughly around $150,000 if we bought everything, which we'd get a lot of it donated, so it wouldn't be as much.
Okay. Do we have anything else, Mr. Williams? Okay. Do we have any board member items tonight?
Yeah, well, I had a call from Ms. Kramer. The air conditioning been out for a few days. What is the procedure getting the air conditioning? Oh, in the process of getting it, is it repairable?
No, it's not repairable. Colin got a price on the compressor for Clay to put the compressor in, not counting labor, is $2,200 just for the compressor. Called a couple people and got a price on a unit, $4,800. So the unit's 17 years old, so you wouldn't put $2,200 in a 17-year-old unit where you can buy a new one for roughly $4,800. Called a local guy and a guy that's working on the unit at the high school today, and he said he'd get right on it. And both of them was roughly the same price.
Maybe as early as tomorrow?
Possible. The problem with the unit is it's three-phase, which is commercial, 460 volts. You know, your local guys don't deal in that type of stuff. It's commercial, and that's the biggest issue with it. they working on it today, trying to get a unit just as quick as they can. You know, that's something you just don't have on the shelf. That's the big issue with it, is, you know, the bolts and three phase. You know, it's not like one you have at your home. So we do have.
Should have it by Monday.
I hope.
We're going to push them, Roger, as far as we can.
You know, the guys are already here working at high school. We already had them on the job. They come right here. You know, they put in a 15-horse motor at the high school. You know, so that's where we was, just getting them to do it since they were here.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any other discussion? Any other board members?
Baseball game tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you.
7 o'clock.
We have sub-regional tomorrow. Right now our Liberty County High School baseball team is right now district champion, so we will be hosting the sub-regionals tomorrow, which is set by...
Recognizing
them too. Yeah.
When's total kindergarten graduation?
Yeah. What time is that at, Ms. Deason?
6:30.
Is it the 28th?
No. It's Friday night.
Thursday night. Next Thursday night.
It's the 18th.
High school, yeah.
The high school, that's 17th.
The
Thursday night.
Cosford.
Oscar's 16th, total with when, Ms. Deason?
18th at 6:30.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Started Tuesday, Rogers. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wednesday's baccalaureate.
Baccalaureate.
Yeah. And of course, graduation.
Oxford is Tuesday.
At 7 o'clock.
Total Thursday. Pray for good weather for Friday.
And just so everyone does know, the entry fee that's set at $7 is not set by Liberty County High School. That is set by FHSAA. So and everybody pays. So just letting everybody know that is not set by us or the high school. So I don't have names, and I'm sure we'll probably add them for next month, but we had a lot of Tropicana speeches these past few weeks, and a lot of great, great speeches and some good recognition. So I'd like to personally say congratulations to everybody that did it and to all those that placed. And then, you know, we do have one that's going countywide. So we'll add that to next, so we'll have names and specifics. But that's a big deal every year. And I really enjoy going to those and watching those kids. They put a lot, there's a lot of effort. My kid, all of my kids had to do it, but one in particular took it serious. And the time and the effort that these kids put into this is a big deal. So if you see them or you hear about it, congratulate them, because as adults, we can't even hardly get up and do what they did. So, you know, congratulate them and encourage them. It's a big deal for kids to be able to get up and speak in front of the public like that. So. And then the only thing I had was just the baseball announcement. Mr. Flowers was able to get that. Do we have anybody else that has anything that they would like to discuss or announce? School's almost over for this year anyway.
You had the track accomplishments.
Yeah. We'll recognize those next month. But we did have two high school students go to state, and both of them placed statewide. So that's also a big deal. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about that because one of them's mine. So I don't want to. But.
You got seven.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it, but you got seven.
You know, I'm super proud of both of them, actually, the one that's mine and the one that's not mine. But that's a big deal also. State level is huge. I don't know if any of y'all have ever been to track meets or regionals or the state level. And it's pretty much at state level, it's a lot like the Olympics. It is amazing what these kids are doing. I mean, it's amazing. And it's good to watch, fun to watch. So, I don't have anything else. Do we have any closing comments from anybody? Okay. At this time, I will ask for a motion and a second for adjournment.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Meeting adjourned.